Hello, this is TC3, the March-April 2006 edition of the Inshaw blog, and I'm Marie, your hostess. Please excuse the sound quality of this recording because it's being recorded on a Palm Zire. My computer doesn't like me anymore. It used to be able to record my voice, but it refuses to now. And I have no clue, nor do I really care, because I'm going to replace it with a Mac. So, let me see. I'm going to try to make this short and sweet and under 15 minutes. Let me talk about the two BACA meetings, the March BACA meeting and the April BACA meeting. You will find the meeting notes for these BACA meetings at my super secret site. It is inshaw.com/meet. Now you're going to wonder, why is it in a super secret site? Well, the previous months I had been just posting these things on the web and on my blog, and I wrote a lot of notes, and I wound up splitting the meeting notes into about three parts, and I had a disclaimer on part one saying I had drunk some wine and was a little woozy in the head, and I had made a comment in the part two of some meeting notes, and I failed to put the disclaimer, and I was writing about a speaker, and the way I wrote, I was basically complaining that he was speaking loud, and I blamed it on the wine that I drank. But the way the sentence was, it could have been construed in a particular way, and someone did a Google search on his name. Looking at my logs, about 11 people did a Google search on his name, and my site is one of those things that comes up when you do a Google search. So anyway, because of the way the sentence was written and it could have been interpreted, he came to the March meeting and was not very happy and spoke to me about it. So I decided, you know, this is a headache. I'm not even going to bother with it. So, you know what, if I do feel like putting down the meeting notes, I'm just going to put them at a super secret site. Easy for some people to get to, just not something you'd accidentally stumble on when doing a Google search. Anywho, let's see. March 6th, BACA meeting. Well, first thing I need to talk about is Lieutenant Welch. He is in charge of our little 5D area, and he can be reached at Dean, spelled D-E-A-N dot Welch, as in the grape juice, at dc.gov, or you can call him at 202-698-0268. That number again, 202-698-0268, and his specialty is drugs, so that is very helpful for us. Something else mentioned at the March 6th meeting was permit parking. You need at least 51% of the residents to sign on to this. My block has permit parking, and it's not a problem if you don't have a car, which I don't, so, or if you don't have people who are going to be coming over and spending some time at your place. I had a house sitter, and I had to go all the way out to the 5D offices, which are not particularly pedestrian-friendly, and that was a big pain in the butt. Anyway, next time I'm just going to tell them to park on a street that doesn't have permit parking. Anyway, and then we also had at the meeting a couple people who are running for office. There was a Mr. Bruce A. Marshall, who is running for the Ward 5 City Council because Orange is running for mayor, and so he's not running for his Ward 5 seat. I'll leave that. Anyway, Bruce A. Marshall has no website, and if you want to call him or call his offices or find out more about him, he can be reached at 202-529-2000. 5-2-9-0-5. That number again is 5-2-9-2-9-0-5. Then the next guy was Robert Branham. I don't remember how it was pronounced. He's running for city council chair, and he spoke, and he said that he wasn't planning on getting a whole lot of pledges. And I'm not really sure why he's not running for Ward 5 seat, considering he is a general unknown. Let's leave that at that, too. Moving on, Michael Brown. Oh, snowball's chance in hell. Yeah, he's running for mayor. The last speaker was Phil Mendelson, who's running to protect his general seat. He doesn't represent a ward. He's just citywide council. And he used to have these wonderful real estate tax workshops where you learn about how to fight your assessment. And he sort of mentioned that during the meeting. And about a couple weeks later, I emailed his office, and no one responded back to me because I wanted to know when his next workshop would be, because this would have been helpful for a lot of folks whose assessments went up a lot, like about 100% a lot. Oh, well, missed opportunity. The April 3rd BACA meeting, I'm just going to go straight for the snark. At the meeting, we had Florence Pendleton, the shadow senator for the District of Columbia, and she spoke, and then she continued, she continued to stay throughout the meeting. And later on, we had Marie Johns showing up and talking. And I was sitting behind Pendleton, and I could see about one-third of her face, and while Marie Johns was speaking, I could swear she was making faces. Of course, then again, she could have had some other thought in mind. You know how you're in a meeting and it gets kind of boring, or you're just not interested and your mind wanders to something else and it's far more interesting, and you sometimes laugh, make faces, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the person who's speaking or what's going on in the meeting. That possibly could have happened. Of course, then again, I only saw one-third of her face. I don't know what the other two-thirds of her face were doing. It just seemed very funny and weird to me, but who knows. Marie Johns did speak, and one of the questions that she was asked is, how is she not like Sharon Pratt Kelly? It's like light-skinned black woman running for mayoral office from a business background. That's pretty much what they have in common. There's a lot of people in the neighborhood I've noticed are supporters of Marie Johns, but really there are more Linda Kropp signs. And notice, no one really makes that whole Sharon Pratt Kelly comparison with Linda Kropp, and she's also a woman running for mayor. One of the last people to speak was Officer Danny McCullough, and they just summed up of what he said. Oh, just email Lieutenant Welch, and I gave that information earlier, regarding problems such as guys hanging on the corner. And one little note I need to make, today I saw a cop car pass by my house twice. Now, if I see a cop on a bike, I'm throwing a party. This is really exciting. But the thing is, you know how like when you go to a mechanic because your car is making funny noises, but by the time you get to the mechanic and you're telling the mechanic about the car making funny noises, it doesn't make funny noises? Well, the two times the police car, the patrol car, came by, the guys who hang at the corner, not at the corner. Well, this next song, well, this only song, because I'm only going to play one song, I was listening to this on the Daily Source Code, which Adam Curry does, and I started thinking about our town. Anyway, why don't I just let the song play? Mm-hmm. UK artist Ola Onabule, well, that came to my head while listening to that song, was how long do I have to live here before I can move out and then bitch about people moving in? I mean, when do you become an old timer? I've been here for 5 or 6 years now and I still feel like a newcomer. So when do I get the old timer certificate? I'm just wondering. Anyway, I said I wanted to make this thing short and sweet. I really wanted to make it under 15 minutes. And so I'm just going to end it, and hopefully I will have another podcast, TC4, next month in beautiful May, which I'll probably wind up talking about my garden and what's going on in the neighborhood. And, oh, maybe flower power, who knows. So I'll leave you with the rest of Ona Onabule and his song, Soul Town.
Riding high in infinite skies, just being like what you pull. With one dream in your heart, some faith in that dream. Do for that you've been changing the world. You say Soul Town's the prettiest place in you. Someday we'll build it all again. When we've had enough of it, of a lonely name will start a match, raise him and go. Where you gonna go now that soul town's gone? How you gonna keep what's been